Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 17 through 20. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from 1 Thessalonians. But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The way St. Paul speaks of the Thessalonians in this short passage is downright striking. He calls them his glory and his joy and his hope and his crown of boasting before the Lord Jesus at his coming. Now, pay special attention to that last line. Crown of boasting before the Lord Jesus at his coming. Now, you know well, whenever St. Paul speaks of boasting in his other letters, it usually carries a rather negative connotation. He warns against boasting before God in our works or in our circumcision or in keeping of the law or in who baptized you. But here, boasting is essentially a positive thing. He is boasting out of nothing but sheer delight in the Thessalonians, sheer delight in their faith in the gospel and in their obedience to God's word and in their life together as a church. Paul has such great pride in the Thessalonians that he is even willing to boast about them before the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns in glory, before the very throne of judgment. Paul is going to boast about them. He won't talk about himself or about his works or about his background or about his career or about his accomplishments. He will boast about them. And do you want to know why? Because Paul realizes his work among them is not about him, and it never was. It's about God and the work God himself has done through Paul among those people. It's about Jesus Christ and his cross. It's about the gospel of forgiveness. It's about the work of the Spirit in their lives and in their churches. Paul knows it isn't about him, and he knows that it never was. But man, that is a hard lesson to learn. Our flesh fights against it. We struggle to acknowledge God's work in our daily vocations because we are so tempted to make everything about us. That's why Luther liked to call the soul, or like to say the soul was curved in on itself, incurvatus in se. It's why St. Augustine would describe the effects of original sin as literally the inversion of the greatest commandment. We've traded the love of God and the love of neighbor for the love of ourselves. It's why you can't look at a family portrait without instinctively finding yourself in that picture and obsessing over how you look in the picture, because it can only be a good family portrait if what? If I look good in the portrait. It all becomes about us. What matters is how we look and what we want and what makes us seem better. Now, I know I'm getting pretty old and cranky these days, so whenever I preach, I almost invariably have to complain about technology. I'm going to do it again. But I do think the ubiquity of digital media has made matters even worse. The internet and everything on it, especially social media, is an engineered to profit off of our self-obsession. It feeds our self-centeredness with dopamine pellets, with what I want to see and what I think is right and what others think about how I look in my profile picture or what I express on my post. The digital world is like that mythological pool of Narcissus It's always reflecting back on us, our own image, and we can't seem to look away from it. But you know something else? Pastors aren't exempt from it either. We can obsess just the same over what we look like or what we sound like or what others think about us, how good our sermons are or how we come off on a podcast or what articles we get published or our reputation amongst fellow clergy, particularly those fellow clergy who agree with us, vote the way we do, think the way we do, dress the way we do. I mean, if I'm honest, that's probably why I stay chained to a manuscript when I'm up here, right? In the event that I might say something stupid like I usually do, and you'll think less of me for it, along with the millions of listeners on KFUO this morning. We can so easily make it all about us and our opinions and our appearance and our careers, but it isn't and it never was, and St. Paul knew this well. It isn't about us. It's about God working through us amongst the people we are given to serve. And how freeing and how liberating that should be for you. That it isn't about you and it never was. That doesn't just go for pastors either. It goes for all of us and many of the vocations we have in this life. What you do here in this building and in your congregations and in your homes and in your communities and in your neighborhoods, it's not about you. It's about what God is doing through you for the sake of others. It's about the gospel of Jesus Christ and that death of his upon a cross that he did not deserve for sins he did not commit. It's about that gospel, that forgiveness that Jesus Christ has purchased and won for you and which you have the privilege and opportunity to make known to other people. It's about the comfort and consolation of that gospel for sinners who are in despair, who struggle, who doubt, who are depressed. It's about the work of the Spirit in dispelling the lies of the devil and changing lives for the better and holding marriages together and raising children in the fear of the Lord and helping those in need. God graciously uses you in all of these ways, but it isn't about you and it never was. It is about God working through you among the people whom you are called to serve. St. Paul knew that well. That's why he could boast about the Thessalonians and not himself on the day of Jesus Christ's great return. What a truly freeing and liberating thing it would be for us if we would realize that too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.